think y'all are all getting the idea here with this video, what I wanted to show y'all. Let me get this shut down here for a minute. Thank you. See, I'm a technology person, but it just shows I still have to have some help every now and then, right? That's right. So did anybody hear, what did y'all think about that video? Did those stats just, did they wow y'all? I mean, I know it's kind of a long video, but I just wanted to kind of show y'all the power of social media and you know how fast it's launched compared to everything else. The one that gets me is all of the stats amaze me, but the one that really gets me is the fact that colleges are giving out, iPads and all of these things instead of email addresses. I mean, that part just is like, wow, when you think about that stat. And I mean, just how quickly everything happened and how quickly everything's launched. Is there any statistics that stuck out for anybody that they just really are amazed by? Okay, so let's go on here. I just want to show all of y'all that video and kind of get y'all a feel for where we're at here. Why social media? And let me, my laptop is just... Okay, now I'm going to have to look back. My screen went... That's weird. My screen went blank on me. I'm sorry, y'all. Just give me a second here. Small technical glitch. Ah, there it is. Okay. Why social media? Okay, well, I hate to say it. It's because everybody else is doing it. I mean, it's where your customers are. It's where they're looking for services, and I think y'all saw that in the video. That's where they're at. That's where they're looking for y'all. Newspapers, magazines, yellow pages. I hate to say it, but print media, it's becoming obsolete. It's a great tool. I'm not saying don't use it for all of y'all out there that are in the industry. I'm not saying don't use it. I'm just saying don't just depend on that. You need to have both. You need to have so people can see you when they're reading a publication so that they can see you online. You need to hit them in different places all the time. That's why it's important that you're using all the tools, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, video, print media. It's important why you use all of them, not just the one, okay? Don't just depend on the one. Building your brand awareness. It's a great way to do that when you're using social media. You can share content related to who you are in your industry. It's free advertising. You can't beat that price, right? It's free. Now, it does take time, patience, which does cost you money, but using the tools, for the most part, are free. Can't pass that up. It's a great price. Personal connections. It's a way that you can make personal connections in an impersonal environment. You know, we all come to this great networking event like today, you know, all connect and talk. You can do that online. You can do that online. You know, you be friends with somebody. You learn about them. You learn about their lives. You learn about who they are and what they value. It starts to get more personal. It's all about, goes back to the branding. Social media reminders, okay? Sorry, y'all, I'm brain dead here for a second. It's about sharing information, developing your relationships, and building your brand. You must share knowledge, give others recognition, acknowledge your followers by communicating and nurturing your relationships. It's not just about being self-promoting. It's about sharing. It's about nurturing. It's about encouraging. There's a secret here. Your success is going to come in the form of recognition from your followers, people that are connected to you. They're going to start thinking you're great. They're going to start telling all your friends how great you are. And the next thing you know, social media is working for you. You're now getting clients from it. Things to know before you start using social media. Define your objective. Why are you using it? What's your purpose? Are you wanting to brand yourself? Are you wanting to brand your business? You're in real estate. You're wanting to let people know about the properties you have listed. You've got to determine what your focus is. What is the message you're wanting to get out to them? What are the results you hope to achieve? Okay. For me, when I started using social media, my purpose was to brand my name, who I was. I had worked for another social media company. I was behind the scenes. Prior to that, I'd been administrative and marketing for years. I wasn't out there branding who I was. And so for me, when I started social media, it was all about building my brand, getting name recognition. And so that's what I focused on. I focused on everybody knowing who Lisa Duty was, what I stood for, what my values were, and what my take was on things. So you've got to determine what that is. Who is your audience? Who is that audience going to be? Is it going to be somebody looking for a home? Is it going to be somebody wanting to get a loan for a new car? Determine who your audience is and think of ways that will find people. You know, sometimes your client will be very targeted on who you want to attract on, say, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. Sometimes your client might can just be anyone. So determine who that is. And then focus on where they're at. What sites are they on, okay? Are they, you know, for example, if you are a band, well, you know, MySpace is going out, but unfortunately, a lot of kids are on MySpace still today, you know. Facebook would be for you. LinkedIn, maybe not so much. Determine what your mission is, what sites you need to be using. And if you don't know that for sure, you can hire a social media consultant, and they can give you some guidance on that. What to share on social media. Everybody asks me, they're like, well, I just don't know what to share. That's why I don't post anything. Who doesn't update their status because they don't know what to share? Raise your hands. Okay? You just don't know. You don't know where to start. It's overwhelming. Okay? Articles, blog posts that interest you. Okay? But also make them something that's going to attract your ideal customer, who you want to connect to you, what they want them to know about you. Share that kind of information. And, you know, I didn't actually look at my watch, Linda, when I started. Success tips for others that need your services, i.e. debt management, stress management tips. If you're a financial advisor, you might have some great tips on how people can save money or, you know, that kind of thing. Think about those things. Events and speaking engagements that you are attending or presenting at. That is a great way to make connections. You know, I love to network with people online. I love it. But you know what I love more than that? Meeting those people somewhere. They've connected with me online. They know about me. They've seen my picture 100 times over. Now they're going to go out and they're going to meet me in person somewhere. I remember when I first started branding my business, I told y'all I wanted to brand who I was. I remember the first time somebody sent a tweet out to me and said, hey, I'll see you at the WordPress meetup on Saturday. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to know who this person is. But at the same time, I'm thinking, all right, I achieved it. Someone knows who I am now, you know? I mean, it's all about taking those online connections, taking them offline. If you can't take it in person because maybe this person is in Canada or whatever, have that communication another way. Maybe have a Skype call. There's lots of technology out there that y'all can use at your fingertips to take those calls. I teach people remotely from all over the world using LogMeIn. So, I mean, there's lots of technology out there that you can use. It's at your fingertips. Look for it. Ask people what they use. You know, I myself even, I'm in social media, and every now and then I'll send a direct message, that's the word for Twitter for y'all, to people that are, I need to know about a tool. I'll be like, hey, what do you use? All they can say is no, they don't want to tell you, right? Doesn't hurt to ask. Accolades. I really, you know, it's hard. Sometimes people are like, oh, I don't want to be boastful. Well, I guarantee you, because she's writing in the newspaper, I'll be putting all over Twitter that I spoke to Saxon Chamber and I'll be sharing the link. Because I want people that are connected to me to know that I spoke at the Chamber, and they're going to, you know, have a way to read about it and get somebody else's opinion about who I am. So take those opportunities. If y'all get a special award, a great recognition, you know, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it on LinkedIn. People want to recognize you. People's natural ability is to say, hey, great job. But give them the opportunity. If you don't give them the opportunity, how can they say, hey, you did a great job, right? So do that. Take advantage of that information. Okay, I have to talk about this, guys. I'm sorry. I've got to cover what not to share on social media. It's really important. Religious or political preferences. With that being said, unless you are a minister or a politician, that's what I always say. But, you know, I'll give you a perfect example, okay? I have a client who is very religious, and he shares all the time his pictures from his church and whatever he's done and all the great things he's done in his business, and it works for him, okay? People love it, you know. So it just depends on what your business model is and who you want to represent. Yes, he probably turns a few clients off, okay? So you have to decide, you know, do you worry about turning those off or not? Just think about that. Me personally, I share a little bit about religion. I don't post Bible verses, but people know that I am a Christian, that I'm a Baptist. I don't hide that. So you just determine what you're comfortable with and share that. I don't share anything about politics on my Facebook, but that's, you know, you just got to set those boundaries, but just set them and stick to them and realize, hey, you might turn a few people off, but for the ones you're going to attract, it might be worth it. I love saying this. Don't share what you're eating, okay? Unless you own a restaurant, you're a chef, or a food critic, okay? If you were those three industries, share all day long about what you're eating. Now, I'm going to add to that and say, hey, if you just made a great recipe, you can share that.
Yeah.
You can share that. But the thing is it's how much you share it and how you share it. That is the key, okay? Names of your new clients. Unless you want them to be your client or your competition, don't put those on social media. I always love when I see that on there. Trivial details of your daily life, okay? Don't share those, okay? Yeah, exactly. Don't share those. Don't, you know, do your Foursquare check-in and post it to all your status updates that you just got to the tanning salon, okay? Now, you can share some of that. You just got to be selective, and I guess that's what I'm wanting to get across to everybody. That's my message. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I share that. I don't share it all day long, everything I say, but every now and then, you know, maybe once a week, I'll say something about a funny little something that she did, and, you know, she's 2, so she's at that age, you know, that she does everything to amaze me. So you can share personal, but just keep it in moderation. Okay. How much time should you spend on social media daily? 30 minutes, okay? Now, I'm not saying 30 minutes on each one. I'm saying 30 minutes a day. You know, there's a lot of tools that you can use to make it easy, and I'm going to give you all some names of those. How many updates should you make per day to your social networking site? Minimum of 4, okay? And that is if you're using it for business. Keep in mind, I'm all focusing here on business, and this could be to your profile or to your fan page. If you're using both, do 2 to your fan page, 2 to your profile. Okay? What is your ROI? Everybody wants to know what their ROI is with social media. It's your return on investment. Well, I hate to break it to you, but a successful social media campaign does not happen overnight. If somebody promises you that, run. Okay? Doesn't happen. Initially, your ROI is going to be comments, friends, followers. It's going to come in the form of recommendations, referrals, and eventually clients. ROI continued. In time, an effective campaign gets you new clients, speaking engagements, and business opportunities. I'm here today because of social media, but it didn't happen like that. It took 3 months for my campaign, and I'm a social media strategist, to start seeing results. Social media success. Set a schedule. Don't get caught up. Define what your goals are for each day while you're there. Use tools such as Ping FM, Hootsuite, and SocialUMP to make it easier. Set the privacy settings and your email alert so that when you're not getting your email box blown up, when you want to be on Facebook, be on Facebook. Don't be reading those Facebook updates in your email. You can customize those settings. Remember, using social media to market your business. It's not playing Yoville or Farmville or whatever the new thing is today or iHeart. That's not what it's about when you're using social media. Here's some free social media tools for y'all. Register your business on Google Places and Yahoo Local. Again, free. Go out there, do it so people can find your business. Register on Ping FM. You can update your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, and your fan page in one sweep. Register on SocialUMP.com. Schedule your updates to your Twitter. Spend 15 minutes every day finding your 4 updates that are going to go out to your Twitter. You can schedule them to go throughout your day. You're not online those 4 times. They're going automatically. Use social media applications to monitor your accounts. TweetDeck and Hootsuite are great for this. You can update your statuses also from this tool. And TweetDeck and Hootsuite have recently also added a scheduling tool. So you can schedule your updates to Facebook from both accounts. And you can schedule them to go out throughout the day, the same as through SocialUMP. And that was my time. So anybody have any questions for me? This is my contact information. I invite every one of y'all to send me a friend request on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, send me a connection request on LinkedIn. I hope to see those connections. I hope to get to know more about every one of y'all.
Great. We've got some, thank you very much, Lisa.
A lot of information there. There's flyers on your table. Take them with you. Email her questions. She'll be more than happy to answer those.
And I do have a
key card
here.
Lisa has a door prize. 1 hour social media by phone coaching expires 12/31/10. If everybody make sure they've got their business card in the basket.
On the table, and I know you don't want the football schedules, but it's got Sunday night and Monday night football schedules on the back.
Okay, we got two more from Pam. It is Pam Von Minden. Okay, we'll draw again. Chris the Offer. Gorgeous.
Thank you so much, Pam. You want to do one more?
Raymond. Super. Reception today between or right now and 2 o'clock. It's for Kroger, for John leaving us, geez, going to a wonderful new store, and Norcona coming into our city of Saxe. So everybody that can stay, please do. But that does conclude our luncheon, and thank you so much.
I hope the information. What everybody needs to hear. was good, and it
stretched it out a little bit. It was fast,
it was exciting, it was a lot of, you know, not just blah, 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 blah. And I think what you put on the table and stuff, I think it helped a lot, so.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're having a good Linda.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
I enjoy speaking, and I like to tell people about social media.
Well, I think
people don't understand how fast it's growing. You know, I mean,
right.
It's
incredible to me.
It is. It is absolutely that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Social media for some of your clients?
Hi, I'm Michael Terry.
Hi,
Michael. We touch on it.
You dabble
yeah.
on it?
Well, we, you know, find out if there's a real need for it and that sort of thing, and, you know,
yeah.
depends on if it fits the business or not. Yes,
Well,
we work for Tribal DDB.
Okay.
Advertising down in Dallas.
So you're quite familiar, and you saw that techie stuff?
Yeah, I do.